Компания «Покер Москва» представляет.
Hello, Matt.
Hello.
So, let's start not with poker. Please tell me about your traveling experience in Asia. How long have you been here and where are you going after Bali?
So, I decided like 2 months ago that I wanted to take a 1 year off. So, I decided with a friend to come to Bali for the first destination. We're here for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We're staying 1 more week and then moving to Hong Kong, then Shenzhen, then Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then Thailand. And then Australia, till Christmas. And then we're moving to South America after. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of going to be pretty cool, yeah.
And when are you going back to France?
Going back to France for Christmas with the family.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe going to have party for the Happy New Year, offering them something, I don't know, in South America or Bali as they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then returning for the travel with my friend.
Okay, so after New Year and Christmas, you go back here? Yeah. Oh, in South America?
Yeah, in South America, yeah.
And how long are you planning to stay there?
South America, I would say till May. Around May. So it's gonna be cool. 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling, Brazil, Argentina, Colombia, Mexico, Chile.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I can make all these countries. And then I'm moving to South Africa.
South Africa?
Yeah. Till the World Cup. Because I'm a fan of football. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch the World Cup in South Africa. And so after the World Cup, I think I go back in France.
Okay. So let us talk about your poker experience. What did you do before you started playing?
Well, I was studying. I'm still studying. I have not finished my school yet, but I started to play 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I started on Play Money, like almost everybody, and I liked it. And I was studying pretty much, but had to take time to as a rest. So I decided to start playing a little more. I started reading 1 or 2 books.
What books?
I read was a French book, Blue, but I can't remember the name.
It was a French author.
Yeah, that was a French book.
Uh-huh.
But was not that interesting, because I think what are in the books now, poker is so popular that what are written in the books, everybody knows it. If you watch 1 or 2 TV shows, so you have understood almost all which is explained in main of the books.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
So it's not that interesting, but I started watching video from pro on the internet, and I learned really from them a lot, and finally I decided to deposit, and I deposited $50, and then I grew up to some thousand, and then to some other thousand, and now that's pretty cool.
So what limits do you play?
I play from, it depends on the table first.
Mm-hmm.
Also depends on the way I feel in the period. I mean, for example, this day I made a lot of party. I was playing a little drunk sometimes.
Really? As I see, you do a lot of party every day.
Yeah, I like partying a lot. I like it. So, I have to make some money too, so I'm a little obliged to gamble being a little drunk, so
mm-hmm.
I can't afford to play some 2K, even 1K sometimes. I really try to find good tables if I want to play 1K, but usually I play from 3.6 to 2K.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm feeling good, when I'm not partying too much, but I think during the travel, I'm gonna play more some 2.4 to 1K, something like that. Well, 400 to 1K, you know. Don't think I'm gonna play more unless I really find a good table and I feel good, and then I'll go as I do usually. But it's pretty pretty easier to make money in 400, 600. These limits are really easier to beat than 1K, 2K. You really have to be really focused because the guys, the games are really tough. So it's really, really, really difficult. So if you don't play your best poker, so you have no option than losing. So that's not good.
Okay, do you play only online or you play live games also?
I started playing live games this summer.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing some but little. So this summer I played some big cash games,
mm-hmm.
some 2K and 5K. And it was really cool, really, really, because it was a new experience. But I thought it was pretty difficult too, because, you know, what is cool on the internet is that you have your bankroll. And then when you're losing, so you reload, and it's pretty easy. But when you're going to play in a cash game live, you're not doing the same way. I mean, you buy in for 5,000, then you lose 2,000. You're not necessarily going to say, okay, bring me 2,000, I want to play 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you want to play this way, so you have to take 20K on you minimum. So sometimes you do so, but most of the time you don't play the same, so you don't have the same stack, you play a little shorter, so the game is always different, and the level is really, really, really less good, really, really, that's amazing. Some guys really play amazingly fishy, so you have to adapt, and you have big variance. You can bluff a lot, and you have to call light, because you know they're bluffing a lot. But sometimes it doesn't make sense. Just doesn't make sense, and you just don't know what to do, because that just means nothing. That doesn't mean nuts, that doesn't mean air, that just means nothing. So that's pretty tough. Sometimes one time I remember in a cash game this summer, I called on a Queen 10 XXX board,
mm-hmm.
had King 10. And on the river, really big fish. There was 2,000 in the middle, and then it's betting 4,000. And I really thought, what the fuck can he do this? Because he had either, for me, I thought he had two pearls or sets, or really missed. He had like King Jack or Jack 9 or something. So I decided to call, and he turned me Ace 10. And I thought, wow. How could I read this? I'm sure he didn't put me on 10 there. I'm sure even he doesn't know why he's doing it.
Yeah.
He doesn't know if he's value betting or bluffing. He doesn't know, but he's making it. So you have to understand what he doesn't try to understand. So sometimes that's pretty tough, yeah.
Okay, so you said you're still studying.
Yeah.
So, and where do you study?
I'm studying business.
Business?
Yeah, I'm studying business in France. And that's cool. I'm playing poker for a few more years, but I'm not gonna make it my own life.
So why do you need the education then?
Because I have a firm already in France. I have a firm. And I learned a lot from my school. From my father too, I'm working with him. So
what are you doing in your firm?
We are importing and exporting fruits from China for the organic markets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really, really interesting. That's cool job, and a lot of investments, strategies. That's pretty close from poker, you know. That's just you're making decision, trying to make profit. At every little decision you make, you try to see if it's profitable or not. So that's really kind of same thing. But maybe it's a little more interesting in the business, because you're dealing with people, you're meeting them, and that's cool too. That's really cool. That's something missing. I mean, in poker, you know.
Okay, and so now you're so far from your firm. So how can you manage all this stuff?
We started the firm 1 year and a half ago. And we started two, my father and me. Now we are seven. So he's working at the office with the employees, and I'm just staying in charge. I'm just staying in charge of all the sourcing. So during my travel, I'm doing many things for my firm too, and most of my job I could do it on the internet. So it doesn't change that much for me to be there or in France, because pretty much the same thing I'm doing all the time.
Okay, and what about your education? I mean, you're traveling for such a long time. Are you studying online or you're on vacation?
No. Yeah, I took 1 year off. I explained them my project, what I was doing, the way I was doing it. And they hesitated, but they finally accept, because, I don't know, I hope I have well explained what I wanted. Because, I mean, that's so interesting to travel 1 year. Few people have this opportunity, this luck to make it. So we have the money, we have the time. Why not? I mean, that's so cool, you know. So interesting. So many things to do in this trip. So I think they couldn't really refuse it to me. Because
why did you choose to travel here in Asia, and then you say you go to South America, like the countries which are so far? The culture is so far from what you know.
Yeah, sure, that's really different. But what we want is to have... Well, we discussed a lot with my friend before leaving about what are we looking for in this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it for a long time. Do we want to visit museums, or do we want to party all the time? And we decided that what we wanted was to feel things, you know? Like, sometimes it's calm and you just feel so good. Sometimes it's big party and you feel excited, and we want to feel some emotions. That's really the way we want to live, you know. So I think there are many emotions to live in all different countries, so I have to visit all of them, most of them. I hope I can feel as many emotions as I will be able to, you see.
Okay, and are you going to visit, like, poker rooms, live poker rooms, I mean, in those countries you are going to visit?
Well, I don't know. I have kind of a sponsorship with the French sites. Mm-hmm. I'm playing with. That's pretty small thing, not a big one, pretty mm-hmm. small. I mean, I'm a cash game player, I'm pretty bad at tournament, I didn't really interest in this, and I think it takes too much time. So I'm not really interested, and I know rooms are looking for good tournament player. So I was in contact with a few rooms in France, but finally I decided to give it all up. Because I wasn't that much interested in traveling only with poker guys, you know. That's really strange. Really, I mean, that's strange. They are talking about poker all the time. I'm sometimes so fed up with poker. I just want to party, have some fun, or visiting, so visiting something. And many of them are really talking poker all the time. At dinner, after dinner, during the parties, they are telling, "Oh, I played this hand yesterday. Yeah, let me drink my vodka for a few more bets." I'm kidding, but that's sometimes kind of the way things are happening.
So you don't want to communicate with that poker guys?
No, it's not I don't want to communicate with them. No, honestly, I'm not like that. I like talking to people as much as I can. I like it. I really think everybody is interesting. Everybody has his way of thinking, and you have to try to understand what is important for him and why he's then making this decision or this decision, and understanding the link between what he's thinking, what he's doing, and not just from your point of view what you're saying, but really trying to understand. And sometimes I think when I'm in this poker world, I don't feel I can really be myself, because I think I can understand what they're looking for, why they're talking about it, but I'm not sure I really like it, actually. So it's difficult for me sometimes to have good times in this world. Oh yeah, I mean, 2 days, yes, it's cool, you know, 2 days talking poker with guys who are so far better than me. It's cool to hear some good analysis, it's really cool. But I mean, 2 days later, sometimes I'm done. just want to go and some football or something, you know.
Okay. Can you tell me, describe like your day? So
yeah, you know, it really depends. Really, really, really depends. Difficult to describe a standard day because it really depends. So, for example, today I woke up, it was 9 in the evening. So that sucks. I lost my whole day, you see. So I'm not that happy with that way of living. But yesterday I had a great party, so I came back, I started playing, and I lost a ton. Really, I lost a lot. Because I was playing drunk, I'd taken a few drugs, which wasn't a good idea, I mean. So I played till I recover and come off the top. That was not cool, and it's 4 days I'm doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts getting long. But it was a weekend, and on the weekend I like partying, even if sometimes I lose a little sometimes of my time, you know, on the day. But for example, tomorrow we have decided not to play. And then we're going to take scooter and going maybe to Ubud.
Mm.
And it's going to be cool too, you see. We like to mixing it up. And we spent 1 week in Kyoto. We made many things. It was really interesting.
What did you do, by the way? What did you do? What did you see here?
In Kyoto?
Yeah.
We surfed a lot. We went to good restaurants. We traveled around Kyoto, mm-hmm. visiting. It was really cool. We met a lot of guys. Very interesting.
You mean local guys?
Lot.
No, local?
You mean local, yeah. Local, strangers too.
Uh-huh.
Both. And it was really, really, really interesting. It was cool. I enjoyed it. But we wanted to party a little more. We missed a little party because we really like it.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to take 3 or 4 days to have fun. But now it's over, so we just want to restart making things during the day.
And your friend, he is a poker player also?
Yeah, he's starting. I'm learning him for 4 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's playing in 200. So I think he can make something like 5K a month, something.
Mm-hmm.
So that's already pretty cool. He doesn't want to make it as a living, just for paying the few bills we have in the trip.
Mm-hmm.
If he loses, no way, we'll arrange, we'll see.
Okay, and so before you went here in Asia, where else have you been? I mean, the countries, where else did you travel?
That was the first destination for the trip, but I've traveled a little. For poker, I went to Budapest, I went to Dublin, mm-hmm. I went to Barcelona. I made a few destinations for some tournaments. And I traveled a lot with my friends, a lot and a lot, really moving everywhere, Spain. In Europe, I traveled really a lot. Spain, Italy, London.
Have you been to Russia?
Yeah, never, as I told you, I've never been yet. But it's pretty far, it's really far.
But I think it's more close to France than, for example, Bali.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But we wanted to start our trip with the sun. And with sun, we wanted it to be sunny. We wanted to go to the beach, to go surfing, to, you know, like a new American dream, being on the beach, surfing with girls, partying on the beach. You know, was something we definitely wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure we're gonna go to Russia. Yeah, I have a friend of mine living there.
Where?
Moscow.
Moscow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Andrei Nikolaev.
Aren't you afraid that after 1 year, mm-hmm. when you come back to France, like to your business, to your education, to all that stuff which was waiting there, it will be a bit difficult for you to accommodate there?
Yeah, it's gonna be strange for sure. Strange, I can't deny it's gonna be strange. Having some obligations. We have no obligations here, so that's cool. But having some obligations, it's gonna be strange for sure. But I think it's gonna be pretty cool too, because I definitely like working for my firm. I definitely like it. I worked a lot for it, and I still want to go on this way. So sometimes I miss a little, you know, working in my firm, being with my my father making decisions, strategies. That was really, really, really cool moments, cool times. So sometimes I miss it too, but for the school, I can't say. For the school, really, it's going to be tough, I think, because I'm going to return in school and guys are going to have like 20 years old when I will be 25. And
by the way, you're now 24?
I'm 24, yeah. Okay. So it's going to be pretty strange, I guess. But I see it's only 7 months, so I guess they can learn me many things, for sure.
When you decided to make this 1 year trip, what did your friends say? Wow, man, are you crazy to go somewhere you don't know what's there?
Maybe
your friends, your parents, I don't know.
Yeah, my parents, they know me. They know that if I decide to make it, so anyway, I will make it. If I decide to make it, anyway, I will do it. So they didn't try to tell me not to do or to do. They just told me, good luck, take care, and enjoy. So I think they are really happy for me, because I really think I'm pretty lucky to do this. So I think they are really happy. And my friends, they were a little surprised at the beginning, but you know, that it was 1 year and a half that I was playing poker for a living. So I was pretty cool with them, because I had a little more money, I would say, you know. So when you're a student, sometimes pretty tough at the end of the month. So I was pretty cool with them. So they knew I had some pretty good income, and they knew I wanted to travel. So when I said, they just said, finally, you're going to make it. So it was cool.
Okay. When you decided to go here in Asia, did you have any image of this country? Because as for me, when I planned to go here, I didn't think of Asia. I think it's like a, you know, poor country with no skyscrapers and no nothing. And when I came here and I found out that my image of this country is pretty far from what I see here. Yes. What about you?
But that's not the first time I'm traveling in Asia. For my firm, I've already been to China two times 2 weeks, so it's like 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already pretty surprised the first time I arrived, because I arrived in Shenzhen, which is the richest girls of China. That's because, you know, main city for business, for the industry. So I arrived, and as you say, I saw a lot of skyscrapers, many restaurants, many good things. I thought it was pretty developed, finally. And then I moved to the north of China.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, what's the name? Yunchan. It's northeast of Beijing, Pekin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I arrived there, and then I spent 4 days, and here was really, really tough. It was horrible. No good hotel, nothing. It was really third world, you know? Really, really, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think China is just like a two-way country, you know? Some cities are really good. I mean, Shanghai is pretty cool. Shenzhen is cool too. Pekin is pretty cool, but when you go to the center of China, or northwest, that's really, really different. That's really tough. And I think it's pretty the same for Bali and the Indonesia. Bali is most developed than many, many cities of many, many countries of Indonesia. So I think there are many where you could be far more shocked, where the image you have of the country would be less different than really it is. So I really think it depends. But we are traveling so often on touristic places that now it's sure that they have had time to develop. They are touristic places. So of course there are going to be some restaurants. Of course there's going to be some hostels. Of course some place, some cool places. It's good. It's obvious, I mean.
You play poker every day?
I would like to. Mm-hmm. I would really like to, but I would like to be able to play only 4 hours or 3 hours, even when I'm stuck. But it's really tough, so I have to change my plans. So sometimes, like last 4 days, I played really like 12 hours a day. And today I'm really tired, and I'm going to play again because it's Sunday, and Sunday it's a pretty good day to play on my website. There are many, many people. Pretty easier money, but you see, like tomorrow I'm not gonna play, and maybe on the day after I'm not gonna play neither. Take 2 days off and then trying to come back to a decent rhythm, because the rhythm I have now is really tough.
Mm-hmm. So you work with your firm,
yeah,
and you play poker. What is what brings you more money?
You know, that's really difficult to say because it's so different. I mean, I have no income from my firm at the moment.
Ah.
I don't take wage, I don't take anything.
Mm-hmm.
But 50% of a firm that is rated about 800,000 euro. And I mean, I think I can sell it in 2 years for 3 times this price or something.
So you're going to... you're going to play poker, not to be a businessman. In future, I mean.
In future, I'm going to be a businessman for sure.
Ah, so you don't want to make poker your career?
No. I have started it because I was thinking at one moment, as many guys I think that. Maybe I was a genius, and maybe I was able to beat everybody if I thought as well as I could. But finally, I'm 24, and I really think that there are so many guys in poker that are fucking genius. That's really awesome. There are so many guys I'm playing against, and I feel like a baby. I feel like a fucking fish. They're in my head, they know what I'm doing, and I never understand what the fuck I do. So I think I have to admit that I'm a correct player, I'm decent, I'm able to make some money, I'm able to make 15k a month playing 400, 600, 1k and sometimes 2k, but I'm not able to beat 2k to play the 2k table every day against any player, because if I do it I'm broke in something like 2 months. So that just means one thing, that means that I will never be able to play the highest stakes of poker.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely want to be really good at what I'm doing for a living, and I think I'm far better in business than I am in poker, so I think I should spend more time.
But if you decide to switch to business,
yeah,
I mean 100%, you'll have much less freedom, so you won't be able to like go to such trips.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I'm doing these trips too. I want to do all I want, all I have in my head. I mean, there are so many things I want to do, so many things I want to try. I want to do it and then calm down and return to my business. Yeah, because last year was pretty tough for me, because I started having pretty much money from the poker. Wanted to make a lot of things, but I was still studying, so I had my classes.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't move, and I had to spend a lot of time from my business. Because we were only 3 at this time, so it was really, really hard, because I had a lot of money but couldn't spend it as the way I wanted. Just going into some bars in my city in France was not that good, so I decided to take 1 year off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working like 1 hour or 2 hours for my business every day, but you know, I can play. It's just sending and receiving some mails, so I can play receiving a mail answering and then return to my play, you know. So it's not taking, actually it's not extra time. I mean, when I'm playing, I'm working at the same time.
Yeah,
it's not extra time, so that's cool. Would be pretty much if I had to work 2 hours more after this, but this way it's okay. I mean,
okay. How often do you meet with Russian players at online tables?
Russian players are really, really good. I mean, really, the level I've increased very much past year, I would say. One year ago, I was playing many Russian guys, and the level was like quite standard, I would say. Mm-hmm. That's pretty standard game. I mean, they were pretty solid and play good game.
Hello.
Playing pretty good game, but not no fantasy. No, was pretty easy. You know, like was like comfortable. And now I have two guys I'm playing with. I remember now when I'm second. That are really now, I think they beat me pretty much of the time. I've really become great players. But you know, many players are playing like up to 600 at the stakes, the limit, and then you have to make a decision. Either you want to keep on playing 600, these limits, and then you don't have to get a huge level, you can still keep on hunting for fishes, you know, and just playing these guys. Your level is fine enough, you make some money, so you make it for 2 or 3 years, you have some fun, you make a lot of money, and then you know you're gonna return to another job or trying to set up a firm or something. Or you decide that poker is gonna be your way of living, and so you don't want to stop at 600 or 1k, you want to play 10k or more. So you have to work every day, and I can see one of my French friends. I mean, something like 7 or 8 months ago, I was playing against him. I really thought he was one of the biggest fish I had ever played. He was really bad. But now, I played him 1K last time. I was just lost. Just lost. He had me beat so much. I was lost. But he explained me that he has worked like 8 hours a day for 8 months in poker, and now he has more than 200,000 of bankroll. He had built up on in 4 months.
Wow!
You see what I mean? He's playing 2K and 5K. So I mean, congratulations, really congratulations. I'm admiring this really much, really, really much. But he had to make this decision, you see. He was playing like 400 and decided that poker would be really a way of living. And so he decided to work hard. Mm-hmm. As I worked for my firm, because I thought that's what I wanted to do. I worked like sometimes 15 hours a day for my firm when I had to, because I really wanted it to grow up. So I think that's this moment, which is very important. And I think many Russian players have decided to make poker a real way of living, and they do it pretty well.
Okay, thank you very much, Matt.
You're welcome.
So good luck.
Thank you very much.
Good luck in both in poker and in your trip.
Thanks. It's
really interesting.
Будьте хладнокровны. Не теряйте бдительности. Играйте в покер.